I'm here with Ian Gibson of Transform Solar. Just before we're about to kick off the protest against the government's cuts to feed-in tariffs for solar power. Ian, your company installs solar panels in the Southampton area. How do you feel that the government has handled this whole cut?
Well, I think they've been a bit underhand with it all the way along, not really keeping us informed of their intentions, and then at the last minute giving us 6 weeks, really, to clear up any installations that we've got that we promised people that they could have at the old tariff. So that's created a knock-on effect now with the suppliers' shortages and everything. So we're really up against it with only 6 weeks.
Right, okay. And
when are you going to see him again?
And who do you sort of blame in the government for this? Is it Chris Hume in the Department for Energy and Climate Change, or is it George Osborne, or is it the Prime Minister? I mean, he was the one who wanted it to be the greenest government ever.
Well, I think Chris Hume and Greg Barker they're the ones that have obviously instigated this bill and the changes, but I don't really understand. You know, we don't know what goes on beyond the scenes. So really, I think it's down to the whole of the government and their swathing cuts and everything. They haven't really considered what they're doing, but just slashing everything when they realise they could run out of money.
And have you had to lay people off and make cuts to your business already before the cuts even come in?
Fortunately, I was on the verge of expanding, but I've had to put all those plans on hold. We're not moving premises, we're not getting new vans, we're not taking on more electricians, and so we've just cut down staff that we were proposing to take on rather than lay anybody off at the moment.
So I'm guessing you don't think that this policy has been particularly good for growth, by the sounds of it?
I think it's terrible for small businesses. If the government are trying to encourage this country and small businesses to take public sector workers and employ them in the private sector, how can they encourage the private sector by cutting an industry that employs 25,000 plus people and virtually cut it off at its knees?
Thanks very much for your time, mate.